This is CBS News at the home of John Glenn in Arlington, Virginia.
And the Glenn family and the entire country, I'm sure, by now is aware that the count stands here at Cape Canaveral at T-minus 60 minutes and holding. That hold went into effect a few minutes ago. Colonel Powers, the Project Mercury spokesman, said that the hold would last for about 30 minutes, about half an hour. So perhaps in 25 minutes or so from now, the count will resume. The reason was a small technical problem. A bolt was broken on the hatch on the Mercury spacecraft and has to be replaced. There have been a couple of other small delays as the count proceeded in the early hours here at Cape Canaveral this morning, but nothing very serious. And at the moment, the only thing that would interfere with a launch attempt today, as far as we can tell, the only thing would be the weather. And the weather here at Cape Canaveral remains cloudy. The count again, T-minus 60 minutes and holding. T-minus 60 minutes and holding. Well, right now, here at CBS News, we're going to leave the air temporarily from our special coverage of the Project Mercury launch attempt, but we will be back in 15 minutes. Right now, this is Dallas Townsend at Cape Canaveral.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Again from our San Francisco studios, from KCBS in San Francisco, it's American Airlines Music Till Dawn. And as Dallas Townsend mentioned, we'll be going right back to Cape Canaveral for a two-minute report in just 15 minutes from now. And again, if all goes according to plan, at 5:15. Music Till Dawn for the leader in flight, American Airlines. Your flight to light, 6 days each week. Tuesday morning, February 20th, flight number 2764, American Airlines, Music Till Dawn.
A great new plane has taken over the sky. Its voice is soft, almost silent. It moves gently. In flight, it seems almost motionless. Yet this plane can reach speeds just underneath the speed of sound. Its name is the Astrojet. Its markings, the insignia of American Airlines. Fly the Astrojet, America's leading plane. On American, America's leading airline.
The Astrojet's the wings of American. 9 flights each day to points east on American Airlines. Check with American at Yukon 21234 for this fine service, or with your travel agent wherever you are. The time in the West, 29 minutes until 5 at KCBS in San Francisco as we continue. For American Airlines, the music of Carmen Dragon and the Capitol Symphony Orchestra, and waltzes from the Gypsy Baron. Again, our theme, American Airlines, that's all. But I imagine we'll be back in just a few minutes after a switch to Cape Canaveral to check with Dallas Townsend on what's going on this morning at the site of the John Glenn orbit shot, or the orbit attempt this morning, which was delayed. That was the music of Strauss, waltzes from the Gypsy Baron, and the waltz from the Serenade for Strings by Peter Tchaikovsky, conducted by Carmen Dragon. Well, I don't know whether John Glenn is a smoker or not, but you know, if you can't do without cigarettes, you can never be an astronaut, or as the Russians call them, a cosmonaut. Where it is that out there, there'll be no smoking for anybody in orbit. They just have to settle for a trip 6 miles above the Earth in one of America's great astrojets. And while, of course, you won't be in orbit, you'll have a great time, we know, smoking to your heart's content. And nobody will complain because the astrojet's ventilation and air conditioning system moves yards and yards of fresh air inside and outside the cabin every minute. And all of the air comes in at just the right temperature for you. And by the way, how's this for service? If you should forget your cigarettes on the ground or run out while you're up in the air, America's charming stewardesses will be most happy to bring you a pack. So go on up and light up on the astrojets of American Airlines, America's leading airline. 9 astrojets from San Francisco each day. KCBS in San Francisco.
This is Dallas Thompson at CBS News in Cape Canaveral. The countdown here is T-minus 60 minutes and holding as the National Space Agency moves toward this country's first manned orbital flight. Lieutenant Colonel John Glenn, the astronaut, is secured inside the Mercury spacecraft waiting for that great moment. Glenn has been inside Friendship 7 now for a bit less than 2 hours. The complicated and laborious procedure of making final adjustments, fastening Colonel Glenn into place on his couch, which was molded to fit his body, and securing the hatch with its 72 bolts, all these things are still underway. There were a few minor delays earlier in the morning to replace a transponder in the Atlas booster, to replace a broken bolt, but the countdown here has proceeded well. All systems are go, as they say in missile land, with one exception, the weather. Right now, it's cloudy over the launch area. The sun is concealed behind a bank of clouds. But there are patches of blue here and there. Colonel Powers, the Project Mercury spokesman, didn't sound too optimistic about the weather in his last report. But to a layman's eyes, and judging from our experience with Cape weather in the past month, these clouds could burn off as the sun rises in the sky. There appear to be two layers of clouds, a high layer, about 6 to 7 tenths cloud cover, and a low layer, which is blowing off rapidly. Downrange, in the main recovery areas, the weather is excellent in all three, where Colonel Glenn could land at the end of 1, 2, or 3 orbits. On balance, conditions appear excellent for a launching this morning. Colonel Glenn got up early, about 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. He had breakfast, and it was a big breakfast. He is reported to be in good spirits, and he appeared to be exactly like that when he left Hangar S and took the short ride to pad 14. Again, the count is T-minus 60 minutes and holding. We'll be back in 15 minutes. This is Dallas Townsend at CBS News, Cape Canaveral.
And this is Ken Ackerman at KCBS in San Francisco. This is American Airlines Music Till Dawn, resuming. Before an American Airlines plane takes off, 10 of American's divisions must approve that flight, and if anyone says no, no go, well, that flight does not go, that you can be sure. Now, this results, of course, in a certain number of canceled flights, but it means that when you fly American Airlines, you only go when conditions are right. For example, the weather along the flight path is studied not only by government forecasters, but by American's own meteorologists, our dispatchers, pilots, and co-pilots. And when your plane takes off, you can rest assured that ground conditions and ceilings and cloud patterns, storm areas, everything that goes to make up the weather way up there has all been analyzed by pros, persons in the know. You say American Airlines is finicky, fussy? Well, you're right. You're right. That's one of the big reasons why experienced travelers consistently choose American Airlines and why it's the leader in flight. It's 12 minutes until 5 here at KCBS, American Airlines Music Till Dawn. Presenting the music of Carl Mario von Weber, during this hour of our flight, the overture to Der Freischütz, conducted by Thomas Schippers. Incidentally, Schippers will be in San Francisco to conduct tomorrow night the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. He'll be the guest for the next 2 weeks. Dawn from KCBS, presenting the overture to The Opera Der Freischütz by Carl Maria von Weber. The conductor, Thomas Schippers. And Thomas Schippers is in San Francisco for a series of concerts he'll be presenting beginning tomorrow night with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, tomorrow night and through next week. Music Till Dawn, 6 days each week from San Francisco, from KCBS. Lights courtesy, the leader in flight, American Airlines. Can you teach a girl to like people? Well, no, not really. You can't force her to get a genuine pleasure out of making people comfortable. These qualities are those which must be born in a girl. She's got to possess them before she's enrolled at American Airlines College for Stewardesses down in Dallas. But once she qualifies, well, there are things American Airlines can teach a girl. She undergoes an extensive 77-subject course which covers everything from the care and feeding of babies to very interesting subjects such as meteorology and name association, how to remember a person's name, so very important to any hostess. All this takes place at American Airlines Stewardess College down in Texas, and there's not another one like it in the world. If you'd like to meet an American Airlines stewardess, one of the charming girls, take a flight on American Airlines in one of the Astro Jets from San Francisco. KCBS in San Francisco, the time is 5 a.m. at American Airlines Music Till Dawn. And from KCBS News, 5 minutes of the latest. Astronaut John Glenn is in the space capsule at this moment atop the huge Mercury rocket at Cape Canaveral, awaiting completion of the countdown to send him into one, two, or three orbits around the Earth. The countdown is expected to resume shortly. There was a cancellation but a hold for a short time because of a broken bolt on the hatch of the space capsule. The actual time when Glenn will take off still depends on the weather. A broken cloud cover is over the launch site, but officials are hopeful that it will not delay the attempt to send Glenn into orbit. Glenn talked by telephone with his wife and children in Arlington, Virginia, and to his parents in New Concord, Ohio, before retiring early last night. Both families are watching today's developments on television. Defense Secretary McNamara is on the way home by jet after a day of talks with military and diplomatic leaders in Honolulu on the situation in Southeast Asia. In a written statement at the end of the conference, McNamara said the South Vietnam War seems to be stabilized, but he warned that guerrilla fighting could continue there for years. President Kennedy will send a message to Congress today outlining a new pay plan for federal workers, including additional pay for superior skills. The president's proposals are expected to follow recommendation of a presidential panel, which urged in a report February 14th that skilled government workers be paid the equivalent to what non-government workers get for the same kind of work. U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy has arrived in Rome for a two-day visit, during which he will have a private audience with Pope John. Kennedy and his wife flew to Rome from Bangkok, Thailand, at the conclusion of the Asian leg of their world tour. Informed sources in Washington say U-2 pilot Francis Powers has agreed to take lie detector tests during his questioning by U.S. intelligence agents. The flyer, who was shot down while on a flight over Russia in 1960, was recently exchanged for Soviet master spy Rudolf Abel and returned to this country after a period of imprisonment in Russia. Leaders of the Women's Strike for Peace have urged Mrs. John Kennedy to match that radio appeal of Soviet Premier Khrushchev's wife Sunday. They suggest that the First Lady beam a broadcast to the Soviet Union urging peace and understanding. The Assembly Ethics Committee of the New York State Legislature has found House Speaker Joseph Carlino innocent of a charge he had violated the state code of ethics in connection with fallout shelter legislation. Carlino had been accused of conflict of interest violations by serving as director of a fallout shelter company. At the same time, the legislature passed a law to encourage the construction of such shelters. The first trial, to result from the arrest of 735 Negroes during anti-segregation marches in several states, will be held in Albany, Georgia today. The case of the Reverend Ralph Abernathy of Atlanta is the first on the trial docket. News here in the far west. Negotiators from three waterfront unions have agreed to meet in San Francisco next Monday with a panel of mediators in an effort to avert a West Coast shipping strike. The walkout was postponed for at least a week after the panel was appointed. The mediators were called in a showdown as it neared between the unions and the PMA. The dispute involves the Sailors Union of the Pacific, the Marine Firemen, and the Marine Cooks and Stewards. Dozens of firemen battled a huge warehouse fire at a cereal plant in Stockton this morning. All available equipment dispatched to the scene on Church Street. Firemen say the blaze has been contained, the damage around $100,000. An explosion shattered a 3,300-gallon tank truck in Mountain View yesterday. The blast apparently was touched off when a welder's torch ignited fumes. The explosion at the Richards Trucking Company seriously burned the welder, Albert Silva, of San Jose, and damaged a shop building. A major Republican campaigner for the California governorship, Richard Nixon, wound up a two-day visit yesterday with ex-President Eisenhower in the Palm Springs area of Southern California. Nixon and his wife have flown home now to Los Angeles. And California's Governor Brown has attacked extremist groups. He calls them the voices of the cuckoo. The governor made his attack in a speech to University of California students in Berkeley. He said extremist groups, as he phrased it, must be fought just as hard as we combat the communists who totally misunderstand and totally reject our democracy. General Secretary Gus Hall of the American Communist Party said in Los Angeles that it's a good guess that he will be included if a federal grand jury indicts party officers. The Communist Party has been charged with failure to register its officers with the government as required by the McCarran Act. The Highway Patrol in San Jose is looking for anyone who witnessed the collision which killed five persons on the Bayshore Freeway. The crash occurred February 11th, and the CHP says it wants to know why a northbound vehicle crashed through a barrier onto the southbound lanes. Another car hit it, causing the death of all but two of the seven people involved. Patrolmen say they have conflicting accounts of that crash and need additional witnesses for verification purposes. Albert Elkus, a key figure in the music of life of the San Francisco Bay Area, has died in Oakland's Kaiser Hospital at the age of 77. Elkus was a professor of music at the University of California in Berkeley for 20 years. Upon his retirement in 1951, he became head of the San Francisco Conservatory of Music. In these positions, he worked with many of the giants of modern music, as well as composing some pieces of his own. He survived by his wife and two sons, Albert Elkus. 6 minutes after five at KCBS on American Airlines Music Till Dawn. Just 9 minutes from now, we'll be switching down to Cape Canaveral for the latest on-the-scene report from Dallas Townsend. Here in San Francisco, there's variable clouds, occasional showers today, tonight, and Wednesday. The high during the afternoon, 54 degrees. Our rain chances, 50%. Today, tonight, and Wednesday. Astronaut John Glenn, still in his space capsule atop the huge Mercury rocket at Cape Canaveral, awaiting completion of the countdown to send him into one, two, or three orbits around the Earth. And it's expected that the countdown will resume shortly at T-minus 60. 6.5 minutes past the hour at the time in the west on American Airlines Flight to Light, flight number 2764. Planning a flight to Chicago? Make that flight on American Airlines. American Airlines, the leader in flight. American offers you a choice of four nonstop Astro jets every day from San Francisco to the Windy City. 4 a day. You can take wing at 9 o'clock in the morning. There's a flight at high noon, one at 3:45 in the afternoon if you wish. 4 a day from San Francisco to Big Town, New York City, in the wings of American Airlines. From San Francisco, from KCBS, American Airlines, Music Till Dawn. In just a moment, we'll bring you the music of Jerome Kern. Again, for all you early birds, the weather from San Francisco for the Bay Area, variable clouds with occasional showers today, tonight, and Wednesday. The temperature around 54 degrees. The Bay Entrance weather, which is just filed at KCBS News, out of the San Francisco light vessel, the winds are westerly at 11 miles. Partly cloudy weather out there. The visibility is 30 miles. 20-mile visibility at the Farallones. They're having rain out there this morning. Fort Point is clear. It's clear at Point Reyes. 30-mile visibility. Point Montara is calm and cloudy and 12-mile visibility. This is KCBS, American Airlines, Music Till Dawn. From San Francisco, from KCBS, this is your Flight to Light American Airlines Music Till Dawn. In just 30 seconds, we'll be switching back to Cape Canaveral for the latest word from Dallas Townsend, and then we'll resume our Music Till Dawn unless they hold it at Cape Canaveral. The time is nearing 5:15 here at KCBS on your Flight to Light. This is KCBS in San Francisco.
This is Dallas Townsend for CBS News at Cape Canaveral. The countdown here at Cape Canaveral resumed a few minutes ago. It's now at T-minus 50 minutes and counting. T-minus 50 and counting. That hold we were in for a while lasted about 40 minutes. It was caused by a broken bolt in the hatch on the spacecraft. The hatch had to be removed and the bolt replaced. All systems now are reported go. Up to now, the only problem has concerned the weather. High and intermediate cloud cover early today over Cape Canaveral, and that would, of course, interfere with optical observation of the launch attempt. But the clouds are burning off rapidly. The sun is now shining brightly, and it's increasingly warm here at the Cape. It's warm and muggy. And downrange, all weather is reported excellent in all three main recovery areas. So right now, it appears to us that there will be a launch this morning of John Glenn into orbit. Colonel Glenn awakened soon after 2 o'clock this morning. He had a hearty breakfast, he shaved, he had a shower, and after that a physical examination, and then he got into the transfer van for the short trip, which actually lasted about 15 minutes, from Hangar S, where he has his quarters, to Pad 14, where the Atlas and the Mercury spacecraft were awaiting him. He got into the spacecraft a bit more than 2 hours ago, and he's been there now, waiting quietly, for the great moment when he will be launched into space. He's reported to be in good spirits. Colonel Powers, the Project Mercury spokesman, says that Glenn was in very good spirits, excellent spirits, when he talked to him early this morning. There was a lot of good-natured banter back and forth around the breakfast table. Nothing serious, no shop talk. This was not the time for it. And again, the countdown right now is T-minus 48 minutes and counting. We'll be back at 30 minutes past the hour to resume our CBS News coverage of this country's first manned orbital flight. This is Dallas Townsend, CBS News, Cape Canaveral.
This is Ken Ackerman in San Francisco for American Airlines with Music Till Dawn at 17 minutes after 5 here in the city by the Golden Gate. And as Dallas Townsend told you, he'll be back at our time, 5:30, just 13 minutes from now. Until then, music to take us down to touchdown point on American Airlines Music Till Dawn, the music of Jerome Kern in just a moment. Ever wonder how a pilot remembers all the things he's supposed to do before he takes wing? Well, today's pilot doesn't have to rely on memory alone. He's got an instrument that remembers for him, and they call it the memory box, and it's a very important little box to them. It requires your pilot to take 16 different steps, every one essential to takeoff, and for landings, another 16 must be checked off, sort of like a countdown. Well, this is the way it works. Just imagine every time you got into your car, there would be a device which would say, close the door, insert the key, check the gas gauge, press the starter, release the emergency brake, and depress the accelerator, and so forth. Well, something like that would drive you kind of batty, wouldn't it? But in an airplane, the pilot is glad it's there, and all American Airlines planes have that memory box. It's one of the hundreds of things that makes modern air travel so dependable. So next time you fly, use the wings of American Airlines, the choice of experienced travelers. See your travel agent or call American, America's leading airline. KCBS Music Till Dawn for the leader in flight American Airlines. The time is 28 minutes past the hour. Your flight to light for Tuesday morning as we begin another Music Till Dawn week. Nice to have you on board. We hope you join us often. We're here 6 days each week for the leader in flight American Airlines. American flies from San Francisco to Chicago 4 times each day. Flights that leave at 9 in the morning. There's one at high noon, another 3:45 in the afternoon. And there's a night flight, too, on American Airlines, leaving shortly after midnight. And flights to New York City and to the Big D, Dallas, Texas. Come on aboard soon for the convention flight, the business flight, or the wonderful vacation flight on the leader in flight, American. From San Francisco, 9 Astro jets winging out every day from San Francisco to points east. That's our Music Till Dawn for this Tuesday morning, flight number 2764. Nice to have you on board, maybe because of the astronaut flight this morning. You're up and with us for the first time. Music Till Dawn is with you 6 days each week, all courtesy American Airlines. Join us often on through the night. Flight engineer this morning was Gene Goldrup, and for the leader in flight American Airlines, this is your host, Ken Ackerman. This is KCBS in San Francisco.
This is Dallas Thompson at CBS News, Cape Canaveral. The countdown here at the Cape stands at T-minus 45 minutes and holding. That hold began about 10 minutes ago. The estimate is that it will end in about...